Good morning. Where I am, my servant will be. Where I am, my servant will be. So what Jesus calls us to today is this divine intimacy, that where he is, that we would be with him. And when he calls us to be with him, that involves many different things. It involves that we're just with the Lord, we abide with him, we stay with him, we just want to be with him. That's the first thing of a Christian. But then that means that what he does, we also do, because we're with him. And then, of course, what that means is as we are with him and we do what he does, we should be reflecting him in our lives, huh? As it begins the gospel, sir, we would like to see Jesus. And so, since a Christian, by definition, is Christ's presence in the world, that Christ lives inside of us, that's the one question everyone asks you and me every day. Sir or ma'am, we would like to see Jesus. Not you, not your opinion, not what you believe. We want to see Jesus in you. And so our job is to die enough and let him increase enough that when people look at us, they see Jesus Christ. But the only way that's going to happen, the only way we're going to get there, is when we start, where I am, there my servant will be. That what we need to do is just have this time of abiding with the Lord. You know, that more than anything, our prayer, our walk with Christ, is exactly just being with him, huh? Being gone for the last 3 days, I come back and my dogs, you know, like to be with me. The only people on the whole earth, but anywhere, the only things in the whole earth actually like to be with me. They get all excited. Rex pees every time he sees me after being away constantly, so I have to take him outside. And then Jake, who's the quietest of all dogs ever, he just kind of looks, he jumps up and down. And then I have to go, and they came in at 10 o'clock this morning, so I had a cuddle with my dogs, if you will, for about a half hour. And they always try to outdo each other. Rex, who's the little one, will growl and do everything else so he can be up here. And Jake kind of lets him do whatever, and Jake like falls on top of me, right? So the reality is my dogs just want to be with me. And it's a good thing, huh? For me anyway. But if that's from a dog, how much more does the God of the universe just want him, just want us to just want to be with him? That we don't have to go do it, you know, like my dogs are already anticipating before they get here. They're all excited to come back to be with me. Is that the way we are with Jesus? Are we ecstatic to be with him? Do we long for him? Do we want to be with him? Do we want to, again, it ain't a good word for in prayer, but it's a good word in other ways, to cuddle with God, just to be in his presence, just to be in his embrace, just to be loved by him and loving him. That this is what I want more than anything every day, just to be with the Lord. So that's the first question today. Is that your greatest desire? Just to be with Jesus. Where I am, my servant will be. Are we truly those servants that yearn for Jesus each day? And again, if you're not, then just ask for that grace. Lord, you know, in my heart of hearts, I don't want to be with you. It takes me a burden to be with you. It makes, you know, it seems like you're interrupting my life, that I got to do this, but I need you because I don't want to go to hell. Whatever it is, if be honest with Jesus and say, Jesus, but you who made me, I ask you for the grace that you would put into my heart a deep desire just to be with you. And once we get that desire, everything else will flow from that desire, huh? Once we decide to be with him, then we're transformed by him, then we're acting with him, then people are seeing Jesus in our life. But we can't be showing people Jesus, we can't be working with him and doing the things he did, unless there's that first desire just to be with the Lord. And so again, in your heart of hearts, ask yourself, do you have that greatest desire every day when you wake up? Is your greatest desire to be with Jesus? If not, ask him for the grace that can be our greatest desire, that I just want to be with the Lord. The second thing, what that means is I do what Jesus does. And so Jesus talks about learnt obedience today in the second reading through his suffering. That we have to desire to suffer with Jesus. Now again, I'm not talking about this type of suffering that some people think, oh, I just need to suffer more, or I just need, you know, that means I'm going to get cancer, that means I'm going to get... No, we're not talking about that at all. The suffering of Jesus is the suffering of love. It's the suffering that when he looks at us, he would rather die than live without any of us, and that this God will gladly suffer so that we can live. So in our daily life, that we have to do the same, that we gladly lay down our life, we become that seed the gospel talks about today that falls into the ground and dies, that it can raise up and bring life to others, right? When a seed dies, it becomes a tree, and this tree becomes life to others, shade to others. So the seed, if you will, if it had consciousness, says, I will gladly give up my life so that others may have life through me. And so if we're going to be where Jesus is, he's the servant who's going to suffer, but we suffer out of love. We suffer every day by giving up our will and wanting to help others, to desiring others. And when it comes to that too, like the Lord's been on my case more than anything in my prayer for the last 6 months, that I just don't do enough for poor people. I just don't. I tithe every month. It's really easy for me. I sit there and I take all the money and I make sure I tithe and I make sure I take care of the poor my kids. And I got a new kid now, Joseph, who's in Africa, and we make sure he gets that and all the other stuff I do, and I make sure I do all those things. But that hides what I'm not doing for the poor. I'm giving them my money as the Lord commanded, but I'm not spending time with them. You know, when someone comes to the office, I hand them over to Nancy. That's Nancy's job. Take care of them. Have a nice time with that. We feed them here in the parish. We clothe them. But the pastor doesn't do any of that stuff. He just kind of does his own thing, makes sure it gets done. But so when I encounter someone on the road, when I encounter someone comes ringing the doorbell, when I come and encounter them, do I treat them as Christ? Because Christ is with them. And the answer in my life has been, no, I have not. I want to not deal with these type people. And he has just been kicking me in the butt and saying, where I am, you also must be. Where I am is where the poor are. Where I am is those type people. And if you want to be with me, Larry, this is what you need to do. I don't like this. Let me give you a hint. And yet that's what the Lord's calling me to. So what's he calling you to be with him and to do as he does? Huh? Where is that he's calling you to? And you got to be open to that, because that's where he is. And usually it's the place we're not comfortable going. Huh? I'll gladly help the poor. But so often I want to rather judge them and think, well, that person's using us, or that person just wants another thing, or that person. I always look at the worst. Now, no one else here is like that, I know. I'm the only one here. But that's the reality, that I got to be transformed and let Jesus take control of that part of my life if I'm going to really say that I'm a follower of Jesus. The last thing is, when we do this, we die so much to ourselves that when people look at us, they no longer see us only, but they see Jesus living inside of us, huh? And that's the hardest thing, but it's the most core thing of what it is. Often we make excuses. Most people do. Well, Father, I'm only human. Yes, you are only human. But the point is not to be looking at you, and the point isn't to be me showing others me. The point is to get out of the way and let people see Jesus. Because though we are only human, we have the divine God living inside of us, by definition. And so when we make our excuses, I'm only human, that means we're doing our Christian walk under our own power. The Christian walk is about what I do for Jesus instead of letting Jesus live his life through me. Totally different way to live life. Totally different way that God is calling us to live. So the point of that point is that we sit there and we don't try to live the Christian life. We let Jesus live his life through us. We don't use the excuses about us only being human. We die more to ourselves that Jesus may come forward, and that when people look at us, they say, sir or ma'am, I do see Jesus inside of you. And wouldn't that be the day when we all start showing people Jesus instead of showing people ourselves. Again, it's a lifelong process. I don't live it well, as you know, but I know I want to. And that got to be where we all begin. Is that my desire? The desire begins with me wanting to be with Jesus, doing what Jesus does, and then being transformed so much into Jesus that people only see Jesus, not us. You got to desire it. So hopefully, that's our desire as we continue to walk with Jesus this Lent. You got it? You get it? You're going to do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us now stand and let us profess our faith.